evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee meeting. It's Thursday, October 30th, and it is now 9 p.m. As usual, I always ask for your support, and now we really, really could use your support. Whatever you give is welcome. Tonight, we don't have our secretary, Susan Young, is not here yet. So Lisa Davis, a member, is going to call the roll for us. Lisa, could you please?
I'm sorry. Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Jack Van Aken.
Present.
Evelyn Bethune.
Present.
Lisa Davis, that's me, I'm present. Sean Casey O'Brien. Okay. Joe Anzala.
I'm present.
Okay. Carolyn Burden. Tracy Rosenberg. Okay. Stacy Davis. Susan Young, we know she's not here. Donna Jo Warren. Seth Goldberg. Ambrose Lane. Is there anyone's name that is here that I did not call? Okay, Madam Chair, roll call has been taken.
Okay, thank you. Since we are missing, is it one person, Lisa, for quorum?
Hold on.
How many do we have?
We have five people here.
Okay, so we're too short of quorum. What we're going to do, we're going to go through the agenda, and at a later meeting, which will be announced later, we will ratify whatever we've gone through tonight, just for the listening audience. The proposed agenda is, one, call to order and roll call, 5 minutes. Two, approve agenda, 5 minutes. Three, approve whistleblower policy, 5 minutes. Approve whistleblower employee protection policy, 30 minutes. And approve whistleblower policy tracking form, 15 minutes. Four, set next meeting date, 5 minutes. And five, adjourn. So, I get a motion to approve the agenda tentatively until...
So moved.
Ratification? Okay, thank you very much. All righty. Does everyone have... the whistleblower policy? That one should be pretty short. At our last meeting, there were some questions that the committee asked, and this was forwarded to the Foundation's Council, and said everything here is fine in terms of the policy. One of the questions was, what is the statute of limitations for retaliation, if someone should be claims retaliation? And I was advised that the statute of limitations starts when the person makes the claim of retaliation. So, and that doesn't really apply to the policy. That would be separate and apart from the Pacifica Foundation's policy. Then that becomes a legal issue. So it's not relevant here. The other thing was, I think that was about, so I have updated it, and everyone take a look at it to make sure that my notes and my memory served me correctly. Everyone didn't, or everyone did? Everyone's quiet.
Say that again, Nia.
Yes. Did everyone read the updated version that Foundation Council approved? Okay. So I'd like to get a tentative motion to approve until ratification, please.
So moved.
Second.
Any objection? Hearing none. Okay. Thank you very much. The next item is the whistleblower policy agreement, I should have called it, for employees. Now, that's new. Did everyone get a chance to read that?
Yes, no, maybe so?
Yes.
Okay. Everyone's pretty quiet. That's usually this committee is very verbal. Maybe they're tired.
Well, I looked at it. I haven't studied it very closely, but I did look at it. Yeah.
Okay. And from your glance, Joe, did you have any...
Yeah, well, I didn't. I mean, not off the bat, obviously. I as you mentioned, it's been looked at by Foundation Council and seems okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they just, you know, as I read it, there was a question. I don't remember which ones offhand, but just some... I guess the only thing I wondered was whether or not, you know, this is something that it was, you know, legally okay. And obviously, I don't have a way to judge that. But
right.
To the extent it's been reviewed by legal counsel.
Yeah. Yeah. The purpose of me doing this was, like lately, being a director yourself, Joe, you know,
okay.
A lot of things there are no policies for.
Right.
So what the idea that I have here is that when someone gets hired, that he or she gets a copy of the policy and a copy of this agreement. And Jack's comment was, which was very well taken, was that it should be duplicated. That the employee gets to keep one, and the human resource director keeps one in his or her file. So that was a very good point that our comrade, colleague, Jack pointed out.
Okay.
So do I get a motion to approve that, or no ratification? Yes, Lisa?
I just have one question, Madam Chair. With something like this, should something like this also be made up or signed or whatever for the people like who are directors or LSB members, or does it not? Would it not fall under this necessarily?
This is for employees only. As directors and delegates, we're supposed to. Well, that doesn't really apply. This is strictly for staff.
Oh, okay.
Right, but I hear your point about maybe a director or somebody claiming retaliation. I got this language straight from Sarbanes-Oxley.
All right.
So I need to there wasn't one there for directors. They only had it for employees. But what I can do, I can research to see if there's something for directors.
Right.
Maybe we could change it for, you know, for directors. I guess the language would still be the same, probably.
Right.
Yes, Evelyn?
I think that if we're going to start working on things for directors, that's a whole other project, not a part of this particular one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that what we've really been focused on is putting together the correct scenarios and wording for
right
staff.
For the employee, yeah. Yeah, it's a point well taken. What I'm going to ask us to Lisa, I will check
the yes.
Foundation Council in the
okay.
Okay. And Evelyn?
Yes.
I'm going to need you to please read for me. They just so the general public hears what the employee whistleblower protection policy says. So
okay.
Joe, are you by your computer?
I can be in a moment.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you now. Okay.
Employee, you want me to start now?
The thing Joe was trying to say, what were you trying to say, Joe?
Oh, you're asking me if I have the document in front of me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I'm here. I do.
Okay, great. So, Evelyn, if you could do the first two paragraphs, Joe could do the last two.
Okay.
Just to help out my jaw, please.
Okay. Employee Protection Whistleblower Policy. If any employee reasonably believes that some policy, practice, or activity of the Pacifica Foundation is in violation of law, that employee must file a written complaint with the Director of Human Resources, Executive Director, or the Chair of the Audit Committee. It is the intent of the foundation to adhere to all laws and regulations that apply to the organization, and the underlying purpose of this policy is to support the organization's goal of legal compliance. The support of all employees is necessary to achieving compliance with various laws and regulations. An employee is protected from retaliation only if the employee brings the alleged unlawful activity, policy, or practice to the attention of the foundation and provides the foundation with a reasonable opportunity to investigate and correct the alleged unlawful activity. The protection described below is only available to employees that comply with this requirement.
Okay. Any questions anybody has? Anything? I need to go to the lowercase. One second, Lisa. I need to put a lowercase O of human resources. I messed that up. Okay, I'll fix that.
No, I'm not sure if I'm looking at the correct adult.
Yeah, it's okay. It came at... it came at 5:59, Joe?
Okay.
5:59 p.m.?
Okay, yeah, I don't seem to...
It says draft.
Yeah. Between my eyes and my...
Finish?
I was going to give Joe a chance to get himself... Did you find it, Joe?
I saw... Okay, hold on. Got it, I think.
While you look, Joe, Lisa, you had a question?
But when I finished, we didn't finish reading the whole thing, correct? Because we can just wait until we finish reading the whole thing before I ask this question.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you get it, Joe?
I think so, the Employee Protection Whistleblower Policy. Okay.
Okay. So the third paragraph, if you could read third and fourth paragraph?
Sure. The one that begins, the foundation will not retaliate.
Yes, please.
Yeah. The foundation will not retaliate against an employee who, in good faith, has made a protest or raised a complaint against some practice of the foundation or of another individual or entity with whom the foundation has a business relationship on the basis of a reasonable belief that the practice is in violation of law or a clear mandate of public policy. The foundation will not retaliate against employees who disclose or threaten to disclose a supervisor or a public body any activity, policy, or practice of the foundation that the employee reasonably believes is in violation of a law or a rule or regulation mandated pursuant to law or is in violation of a clear mandate or public policy concerning the health, safety, welfare, or protection of the environment. And then the last line, my signature below indicates my receipt of this understanding of this policy. I also verify that I've been provided with an opportunity to ask questions about the policy.
Okay. Lisa, before, one second. Some of this language I know seems a little convoluted. I could change it, but the reason I didn't change it is, like I said, I took it straight out of Sarbanes-Oxley, that if people wanted to question, if they had an issue, then rather than fighting with us on the committee, then they have to go and fight with Sarbanes-Oxley. So... I mean, if it's the will of the body, I can fix it. So just let me know. Okay, Lisa, you're next. You're first on the stack. Go ahead.
But and I have no objection at all to this policy. So this is not about that. But I guess I will just ask the same kinds of questions, only because I know that we have an interesting situation in terms of how we define employees and stuff like that. And you have, I believe, some stations where we have such a heavy volunteer a lot of our labor people are not paid for. So, and I know that at some stations, I believe that they're called volunteers. At other ones, they're called unpaid staff or unpaid workers or whatever. So, just to kind of cover the grounds, do we sort of also need a policy, you know, that would also cover a situation for them, if you have a case where somebody is not really recognized as a staff person, as you know, but they do as much work as regular staff people. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand, but just from my experience here at the unpaid staff, now I don't know what, there is no employment agreement or anything that they sign. They just, especially those collectives, they just go on to the collectives.
Right, but I think that they would, I think they're still considered, are they still considered, staff. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I don't think I'm incorrect, cause I think there are some stations that they don't, like at WBAI and I think at KPFK or A, they refer to these people at least as staff, and in some stations I think that they refer to them as volunteers, so this is just something I guess maybe we can ask Dan or what in terms of, because this one specifically says employees, and I don't have a problem with that, but you know, there might be maybe something that should be also something very similar to this that should be for people who are not technically classified as employees, but you know, who do a lot of work for the station.
This is Doc.
Okay. Go ahead, Evelyn. Speak up a little bit. You're a little low.
I think that part of the issue is going to be how a volunteer is affected in terms of, you know, maybe access, because you can't affect them monetarily because they're volunteering. They can't be fired. They can be, you know, beat, but they have to have some type of grievance procedure, a grievance process also. And when you're talking about a paid staff person, you're dealing with a whole nother legal requirement in terms of how you deal with paid staff versus volunteer staff or unpaid staff. And so, you know, I think we have different things to look at when you start to talk about whistleblower complaint from a volunteer.
Right.
In terms of exactly, you know, what level of, you know, retaliation is even possible with a volunteer. So we might really want to, you know, start to talk about what we think that looks like or get Dan involved in that. Because it's,
right,
still, it's very different from what paid staff might have to possibly would encounter.
Okay. Okay. So duly noted. So I'll do that tomorrow. Jack, did you have anything you wanted to add?
I'm sorry, I was muted, but I also missed the question as I was trying to unmute. What was the question?
Well, Lisa and Emily had the same concern. What do we do for unpaid staff / volunteers?
Yeah.
So,
well,
go ahead.
Well, I would just think, I imagine that the Sarbanes-Oxley doesn't really take that into consideration.
No.
So we would be a little bit, you know, off on our own there, trying to figure out what protections there would be, because as Evelyn points out, we're not sure what retaliatory measures could be taken. I know there's, you know, banning, but I don't know. That's seldom applied, you know, maybe once, twice a year at the most. I don't know. It's hard to get my head around this.
Okay. Joe, you want to add anything? Joe?
Sorry, I was also unmuting. No, not at this point. My mind is moving slower than the rest of each other's ideas. But no, I'm listening, but don't have anything to add.
Okay, so do you agree that I should check with Dan? And then
yes, certainly.
Come back, okay. All right. So in the interim, that is what I'll do. Is there further discussion on this? Okay, hearing none. I just lost my agenda here.
I know that we accept this and, you know, move it forward.
Okay. You move that we accept the employee one? Okay.
Yes.
Any objection to this one? Okay, hearing none. Okay, great. In terms of the tracking form, I asked Susan, you know, I was late in doing this, to make up a tracking form for me, and she's not on the call. Like I said, I was pretty tardy in getting it to her, but I'll tell you what the categories are that I had for the tracking form. And this is when there's a location. My idea is to have a form, and there's one for each signal area and department within the foundation. And within the form would be the date submitted, a tracking number that would be assigned to each one, and what I'm thinking, for example, let's say there's a complaint from KPFT, and that's the seventh one for the year. We would do KPFT 07, and then maybe the year, something like that. But for each signal area to have its own form, and the human resources person should keep this in some sort of a binder, because this is supposed to be for auditing purposes, and we would have it as a, you know, as a historical document. The other category is brief description of concern. And I say brief because we obviously don't want to put everything that's in the complaint. Well, depending on the length of the complaint in there, the next category would be submitted by, you know, whosoever it is that is submitting this. Okay, so that's pretty self-explanatory. The next column is current status. And I have R for resolved, U for under investigation, D for dismissed, W for withdrawn, and P for pending no action. The next category I have would be action taken, date, and comment. I don't know if you could think of anything else that I should add to this.
Lisa, for the stock?
Go ahead, Lisa.
Do we have, you do have dates that the that the complaint was submitted. Okay, I was writing notes at the time. I can't write in here at the same time.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
So, was I on the right track? Do we want to add anything? We want to take anything off?
Yeah, it sounds like it's fine, but it's kind of hard for me to
visualize it, right?
Looking at it, yeah.
Okay, not a problem. I will work on this tomorrow when I rest my eyes and my jaw. So what I'll okay. So that one, how about if we table that until the next meeting?
Okay.
And I think we're moving at turbo speed here. I think the last item here is set our next meeting date. I was presumptuous enough to set it. Well, I actually just took a date, November 6th, because the calendar was piling up.
Oh, yeah. I'll go to the calendar.
Yeah, I took, what is it now? November 6th. And I picked that date because there's a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board on the 9th. And I said, well, just in case we had any loose ends that we needed to tighten up, we could do them that night before I go to the PNB. So is everyone on this call okay with the 6th?
I'm fine with it.
So far, that sounds fine.
Yeah, it's good. Good for me.
Good. Because when you look at it, it's either the 6th or the Fridays. And everybody knows I just love Friday. 17th, 18th. Huh. So I think.
Let's go with the 6th.
Yeah, especially since we didn't achieve quorum tonight, so.
Okay. All right. So that's great.
That way we can also have a report sent to P&B.
Right.
Okay. Right. That's exactly why I wanted, and I did it unilaterally, I must admit, but I was not being disrespectful, I was being organized by doing it, and I'm glad I did, because the calendar is full. Okay.
And Mia, I'm going to remember to use that one.
I would have never
you
noticed
like that.
That
line. That's one of my Nia-isms. I have a lot of them. You know, I usually get teased about my Nia-isms.
One thing, when I saw that, I'm like, oh, we also sat us for a meeting on the 6-2, so I would have never known.
No, they might think I have a mind control. You trying to say something, Joe?
Yeah, no, just clarifying, because it's a procedural thing. The meeting on the 9th,
yeah,
consider some, I guess, was called to consider bylaws, proposed bylaws changes.
Yeah, it's a special meeting. So
right.
I wrote to the chair, Sherry, asking her to please put this on the agenda also. Missed it.
Okay.
Again, being organized.
Okay, you've answered my question. Yeah.
Okay.
To make sure it was on the agenda, yeah.
Yeah, I did. I asked her.
Right.
Okay, folks, so this is, I guess... Unless somebody has something else, I'm sorry, they want to add.
Absolute best committee that I am on, and I am so thankful.
Oh, yes, this is really great.
This is really, that's thanks to all of you.
That's true.
That's right. The committee is as strong as it is because of all the folks that are on here. Okay. So do I hear a motion, Evelyn, to adjourn, or do you want to stay out?
Let's hang out more.
Okay, folks, good night, and take care.
Good night,
April. Okay.
Okay, good night, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.